This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I've fallen deeply for a band that's not new, but it's new to me. They're an English band called Curse of Lono, a name that came from Hunter S. Thompson's 1983 book. The song I want to play is from their third album, coming in April, called People in Cars. It's a record filled with deep, dark atmospheres, great storytelling, and it's all heard through the baritone voice of singer Felix Bestelsheimer. And here he is to take us to the song that I can't stop playing. It's called So Damned Beautiful.
This is actually the first song I ever wrote as a duet. And it's about a wild weekend affair that ends in tragedy. And it's something that happened not to me, but to an ex-partner of mine. She passed away shortly, actually, after we finished recording this song, which was made the whole thing even more poignant. We recorded it here in London with our producer, Ollie Baston, during lockdown. And we were discussing who we could get in to do the female vocal. Ollie had been talking to Tess Parks a little while earlier, so I reached out to her and she was up for doing it, but she was stuck in Toronto. So we had to try and find someone who could record her over there and put the whole thing together. And I'd just been talking to Mike Timmins of the Cowboy Junkies about another project. And luckily Mike stepped up and offered to record the whole thing for us. It became this mad transatlantic collaboration. And Tess and I talked on the phone and I told her what the song was about. But to this day, I've never actually met her in person, which is strange considering how intense and personal the song is. So this is So Damn Beautiful. I really hope you enjoy this.
Static in her overcoat, the closing of the door, the covenant
That's Curse of Lono and the song So Damned Beautiful from their album People and Cars, a fabulous album. It's out April 22nd on Submarine Cat Records. Another album with remarkable storytelling comes from the Australian band Gang of Youths. The album Angel in Real Time begins at the bedside of singer Dave Leopepi's father as he's dying from cancer. The song is called You in Everything, and here's Dave Leopepi to tell us more.
You and Everything wasn't the first song on the album that I wrote, but it was the first one that I actually finished. I was in an Airbnb with my wife in Wellington, New Zealand, and we were looking for my brothers and looking for clues about my dad. And I sat down and I wanted to write something that sort of felt like three chords in the truth, something that felt like an overture in the vein of an old school Hollywood or Broadway thing that surmised the record, the musical palette, the lyrical palette, the themes and the overarching concept, which was fundamentally about feeling and hearing my dad's voice and his spirit kind of in everything in life now as a result of his passing. I kind of wanted it to feel like Steve Reich had a drum machine and a Logic setup, and he was trying to do his own version of I'm Trying to Break Your Heart by Wilco or something. And there were so many different versions that we did as a result of that experimentation. There was one that kind of sounded like Songs Ohio, which wasn't very good. There was a dance version that was also quite bad. There was a very pastoral version that we split up into three. But Gang of Youths always tend to cycle back to the original concept, which is this dense, multi-layered thing that you hear now.
day passed, but the heavens didn't listen. So we held you till your dark skin dulled to fear. I went out to smoke at dark, finally get some time alone. I just broke down and held my wife beneath the stairs. 'Cause I saw our little light descending from the street and flung from overpass to overpass, collapsing in a heap. But to cradle you the last days was an honor and a miserable feat. I still need you in everything. I will need you in everything. The places you have walked, I consider holy ground. And I will love the things you love despite my prior thoughts about. And I'll think of you each day as if to nourish me from inside out. Now I speak to you in tongues and seek for you in pain. Long for echoes in the silence born of islands that have rained. Every hymn and all the sounds of bind the many of us fiercely to the sea. Chased the morsels of your voice and gave you shots to ease the pain. When you asked us for some wine, we bought the best stuff and we laughed and watched you drink. Now I smell you in the air and I pause to breathe you in. And I have torn apart your closet and devoured the scent within. You are sending every skyline, all the water in the streets of Braylon. Face the world, or raise a kid, or see beauty in the earth and all its majesty replete, when I've spent the better part of my 20s doing self-indulgent on repeat. So if there's something of you here in the ever-changing light, holding close to my unsteady heart and bounding me to life, may your spirit never leave me in the border. The utterly sublime. 'Cause I will look for you every time. I will look for you every time. Torture me at first, then it'll hurt a little less. And I will pour through every piece of you till nothing new is left. Just your eyes and my reflection and the heavy thing now beating in my chest. We held you in your bed, we washed you in your sheets, sang your hymnals from the islands till you drifted off to sleep. Then I kissed the hands that raised me for the last time. Stared out into the street. I
everything. I will see you in everything. I will see you in everything.
Such an enthralling song and album from Gang of Youths. There was also recently an in-depth interview with singer Dave LaPepe on NPR's All Things Considered, and that's really worth a listen. The album from Gang of Youths is called Angel in Real Time. From Australia, we head to Glasgow and new music from Belle and Sebastian. It's their first album in 7 years. It's called A Bit of Previous. I want to play the high-energy tune Unnecessary Drama, written by bandmate Bobby Kilday. Here's Stuart Murdoch with intriguing insight into the birth of Unnecessary Drama.
The music for this song was actually written by Bob in the band. He brought the music in, and it's always pretty complete when he brings a song in. I was commissioned to write the lyrics, which is fun for me. And so I thought I would write about my friend who writes to me periodically and has been doing for a number of years. She has a kind of car crash of a love life. In fact, you know, her everything sort of life. I was going to call the song Romantic Drama Ahead because that was the name of one of the emails that she sent me. And Bob said to me, no, it's called Unnecessary Drama. And I thought, okay, Bob, I can do that. We'll call it Unnecessary Drama. That sort of fits. Then he said, I want the chorus to go da-da-da-da. And he wanted the word radio in the chorus because he said all the best pop songs have the word radio in them, you know, like Transmission or Roadrunner or Radio Gaga by Queen. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't think of a way of getting radio in there. So I just kind of yelled out, this is my life. This is my so-called life. Like the TV show, the Pittsburgh-based show that was ahead of its time from the 90s. This is my so-called life. It was going okay. We argued over the production of the record. I wanted a more new wave sort of feel, you know, like Furniture, Devo or Trio or Yazoo or something like that. And Bob wanted more straight ahead rock and roll. And, you know, it was his song, so he won.
Particular rules. time. Enjoy the fervor of your love life, 'cause it doesn't last. And with the suddenness that is cruel, everything can go to hell. But then you find the new path, leave the old path, leave the games behind. And on a morning climb, you see the grime and feel amazed. I know you felt you gave your best, but it was never going to do. There's always gonna be a younger, hungry idol coming through. I know it wasn't thrilling, just like living. You and me could talk like kissing. Every conversation was divine.
Belle and Sebastian, and the song Unnecessary Drama from the album A Bit of Previous, which is out May 6th on Matador. There's a funny video for the song, and I'll put that and links and videos to all the songs on the All Songs Considered site. I also have a playlist on Spotify and Apple Music for all the music I play on the show, and I update that weekly. Search my name, Bob Boylan, that's B-O-I-L-E-N, and it's break time. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC Health/whatsyourwhy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at lagunitas.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The singer Naya, spelled N-I-I-A, has taken a far different approach on her new album than she's done in her past. Naya appeared on Wyclef Jean's 2007 song Sweetest Girl. She's covered James Bond classic tunes such as Goldfinger, Sonny and Cher's Bang Bang, Tears for Fears, Mad World, but you'd not imagine any of that listening to her new album, Mouthful of Salt. It's more of an ambient album with minimalist instrumentation that approximates an underwater journey. I'll play the song I fell in love with called Forward, and I asked Naya to map it out for me.
So this song began with me around 2 p.m. in the spring in Los Angeles with some friends in a studio just experimenting. We were throwing our car keys on the floor, pulling Velcro from our backpacks apart, really just trying anything strange to get an interesting sound. And by the end of the day, we had composed this strange but very strong composition. Didn't really have a melody or any lyrics or even a concept, but what I noticed as it was taking shape, it had this very down, low, percussive, heavy feel followed by an airy, uplifting one, kind of this down, up, down, up, down, up, while still propelling you through the song. And that kind of stayed with me. So after the session, I took the song home and it kind of sat on a hard drive for a few weeks. A couple weeks passed and my friend randomly sent me this Denzel Washington commencement speech. And he had this one line that really stuck with me and it said, "It's okay to fall, but fall forward." And for me, everything just kind of clicked. And I was like, oh, that's the message of that song I had worked on. And from there, the lyrics, the melody, everything just flew out of me. I added some sound bowls that I'd been experimenting with over COVID, and that was that. And what's really interesting is this was one of my first sessions for starting my ambient record. And, you know, it really is ironic because I was really falling forward in my own life, making new music. So the song Forward has a really special place in my heart. Hope you enjoy it.
So, so sorry I haven't caught you right. Been falling forward, yeah. So, so sorry I haven't seen you. I've been alone, been falling forward. In a deep spiral, shooting up a bunch of anti-barrels, in a constant state of denial. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been around. Been falling forward. Been falling forward. Been falling forward. Yeah. Been falling forward. Yeah. Falling forward.
Naya and a song Forward. I love the spaciousness in that song. It's from her album Mouthful of Salt and comes out April 8th on Off Air Records. Deer Scout is a project of Dina Miller, and Woodpecker is a 6-year project that's now her debut album. I immediately was taken by her voice and the harmonies and the lyrics to the song I'm about to play called Peace with the Damage. And when I asked her for a little more insight into the song and learned that her father had written it, that endeared me to it even more. Here's Deer Scout.
Peace with the Damage is a song my dad wrote and originally recorded with his band Spite and Dival. My mom sings on that version. My dad's one of my favorite songwriters, and I always wanted to cover this song. It's one of my favorites of his. He also introduced me to Jenny Lewis, who's both of our favorite songwriters, and this song of his kind of reminds me of a Jenny Lewis song because it's got such specific details in it. They just feel really devastating. We recorded it together. He recorded the vocals and he plays guitar. We recorded the first vocal 4 years before the second vocal, so they're really far apart, and I like that because I wanted it to feel kind of like, I mean, for one, it took a really long time to finish making the album, but it also kind of feels to me like it's a conversation happening between a past self and a present self.
Tonight she'll come, tonight she'll go. Make it like you like it for an hour or so. Tell you secrets, tell you lies. Give you reasons, give you alibis. Tell you something you don't know about myself, about tomorrow. And the one thing you give away your soul down the shore or down the rabbit hole. I'll give you one piece of advice. Don't you ever let them fool you twice. But you don't really.
Dear Scout, her song Peace with the Damage. It's on her debut album Woodpecker that comes out April 8th. And I close out the show with another Scout. It's the music of Scout LaRue Willis. This is the second song from what will be her debut album, hopefully coming this summer. Scout LaRue Willis has a voice that feels soulfully steeped in the past, and I mean that as a deep compliment. I want to play the song Shouldn't I Be, and I'll let Scout LaRue Willis tell us more. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
To me, Shouldn't I Be is a song that's poised in this really liminal space right between the acknowledgement of old patterns that no longer serve us and the joyful moment of deciding to let them go. And lyrically, I feel like the song speaks to being really in that feeling of not enoughness and feeling like we have to be different, better, stronger, taller, more beautiful in order to be whole. And yet sonically, I feel like there's a really triumphant energy to this song that says, you know what? I am whole right now. And I'm ready to let go of this misbelief and this misperception about myself. And I'm ready to stop watering down my unique expression because it's mine alone to give to the world. And I see this song as really like a tender balm for people who are really feeling in that moment and trapped in the misbelief. And it's also a call to action to recognize that every single person has the capacity to drop that story.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we have very important people on our show and then ask them about very unimportant things. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We are also reliably informed that among your enthusiasms, in addition to macroeconomic policy, is mobile games.
There is some truth in that.
There's some truth in that.
Join us for the NPR podcast that considers all the other things. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.